Welcome to Charged Up Studio Live, where small business owners get charged up for success. Are you a small business owner? Do you find yourself struggling through the many responsibilities that come with the title entrepreneur? Well, we're here for you. Charged Up Studio is hosted by Market Academy LLC, your prescription for what we call OPA. What is OPA? It's when you become so overwhelmed with the confusion that comes with business ownership that you become paralyzed and ultimately avoid doing anything in hopes it will take care of itself or you put it off till later. Does that sound familiar? I'm your host, Dan Olivo, and each week we bring a business professional eager to charge you up as they talk about the many things that keep you from moving forward with your small business. So are you ready to get charged up for success? Let's hit it. So welcome back to Charged Up Studio. I'm your host, Dana Olivo, and today we're kicking off a new monthly focus, Marketing Smart, Winning Strategies for Small Business Success. Our guest today will be introducing us to the world of self-publishing. If you've ever dreamed of writing a book and carving your own path in the literary world, this episode is for you. One of the goals that many of my consulting clients continuously strive to achieve is to write their first book. However, many have yet to take the leap. Their excuses range from not having enough time, it's too costly, or that they just don't have what it takes to write a book. All these excuses can be resolved by what my guest brings to the table today. He has written or created a software platform to help small business owners turn stories into books. Don't believe me? Although I have published 5 books of my own, my 6th book has been on the shelf for over a year. Why? Because I just didn't have the time to sit down and write. Well, since meeting our guest and working within his platform, I was able to write my 6th book in less than a week. I'm not talking about a full week either. What I'm talking about is a total of about 10 hours writing with the help of his platform and AI. It is now in the hands of my editor, just another item I can finally check off of my to-do list. So are you ready to find out who our special guest is today? Well, he's a software engineer and analyst, artisan, radio personality, digital marketer, and all-around great guy. Mr. Anthony Joyner joins us from the state of Georgia to introduce us to Blooksy, an online collaborative publishing platform that brings authors, their manuscripts, their friends, and peers together. So welcome, Anthony, to Charged Up Studio.
Thank you so much for having me. I am really excited to be here, and I hope I can live up to that amazing introduction.
Oh, you already have. You already have. Like I said, I went in and I used the platform already. So, yes. All right. So before we get started with the actual interview, I have a very special question that I ask all of my guests on Charged Up Studio. So are you ready?
I am 100% ready.
Okay. So if you could go back in time to your younger self, what advice would you give him? And at what age?
Oh, wow. This is an interesting spin on this question. I've never been asked quite that way. So I think I would go back to myself maybe right before I graduated high school. And what I would say to myself is allow yourself to lean in to not being sure about everything all the time. When we are about to graduate high school and get out into life, everyone is giving us advice on what we should do with the rest of our lives. Now, as a 50-year-old, I know looking back, we don't know anything about life when we're 17, 18, 19 years old, even 29, 30 years old, right? But so many of the decisions that we make, we feel like those are lifelong decisions. And to an extent, some of them can be. But I think if we could advise our youth to lean into not knowing and be okay with making mistakes, there's a popular saying that life is short, but actually life is long. Right. You can reinvent yourself multiple times. So you can get into a career, spend a year or two there, take the experience from that and start an entirely new career. And that's sort of how I've kind of Forrest Gumped my way through life, which led me into this, because there is no way in the world that if I told my 17, 18, 19 year old self that I would own a software platform and I would help thousands of children in high school, you know, thousands of university students, thousands of writers, and even grant writers and cooks and business plan writers. If I would have told my 19, 20 year old self that I was going to build that platform, there is no way I would believe it. So I would say be open to trying things. And whatever you try, if you feel like you failed at it, just understand that you've learned something, and that adds to your jambalaya of what your life is going to become. And I say jambalaya because I'm from Louisiana.
That's okay. I've had that, and it's so good. So good. You know, and it's funny that we're talking about, you know, I used to call myself the perfect perfectionist because nothing was good enough. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I would practice and practice and practice, you know. But and the funny thing is this book that I've just finished on your platform and is now in the hands of my editor is all about lessons learned through the many pivots I've had in my life. You know, changing directions. I started out in one area and then wasn't happy and then ended up adding in another area, you know, and things like that. And it's all about, you know, understanding that, you know, life is not it's not lineal. It's not lineal at all. You know, when you think about it, you know, you've got many twists and turns. And I wish I'd known that when I was younger. I wish I'd known that. And that was really great advice. So, you know, no, and for our listeners out there who are entrepreneurs and they are on their pathway, you know, with their small businesses, it's important to understand also that your businesses are going to take those pivots as well, you know, and to be able to look ahead and realize, you know, that's what's going to happen. But today we're focusing on that book that you're all just dying to write, but just don't have the time, don't have the skill level, whatever. We're going to solve those issues today.
Let's do it. Let's do
it. All right. So let's get started. So first, Anthony, can you start by telling us a little bit about Blooksy and you know, the unique needs it addresses for self-publishing authors?
Absolutely. So let me get into sort of the story of how Blooksy was born. So prior to the pandemic, and this is a very truncated version, but I worked on a radio station, it's Radio One. And I did a program called Books Across America, where we traveled across the country. We partnered with churches, libraries, and small businesses in different cities. And we would do workshops to help people kickstart their book. Well, everyone knows that in 2020, everyone's life changed, right? And I took all of the people that I've been working with across the country, threw them all into a Facebook group. And I foolishly thought that I was going to go on business as usual. Well, here's what happened. We were still working with writers and authors, but my editors started to get COVID. I got COVID. Some of our, you know, account managers got COVID. Well, what happened is one of my dear friends, and we were using Microsoft Word, and we were using Google Drive, and we were using Dropbox, and we were using Google Docs, all these different tools to accomplish what our writers needed. And if you know, like I know, and you're working on anything, it doesn't even have to be a manuscript. It can be a Word document that you're sharing with a colleague. When you're doing that, you have 17 copies on your hard drive. They have 4 copies on their hard drive. Then you have 3 or 4 copies as email attachments when you're emailing them back and forth, right? And it's it's Dana_today's_date_version1. And then you rename it and you rename it. And before you know it, it's just the soup of a mess of a document. Well, we accidentally published the wrong version of a manuscript after our client did 4 weeks of media and press about her book launch. She called me on a Friday night. I will never, ever forget it. And when you know, as a business owner, if you get a call on a Friday night, first of all, it's never good just as a human being if you get a call after 11 on a Friday night. Something's wrong somewhere, right? So got her call. She said, AJ, you know I love you because we were friends. We are friends. I'm sorry. She said, you know I love you, but this experience has been a mess. And I understand COVID has everything messed up, but I just checked my manuscript. My book launches Tuesday, and the wrong version of my manuscript is online. What are we going to do? Me as the business owner, I wasn't in the weeds of the business. And I didn't realize all that was going on because my account managers were sort of managing that, right? Well, I refunded her money. We were able to push her launch back a week, modify her manuscript, get the right version online. And she launched a week later. And again, we're still friends to this day. But that night, I asked myself a question, and I'm a firm believer that the way your life turns out is directly related to the types of questions that you ask yourself, right? I could have said, you know what, how can we make this process easier for our team? That was one question that I could have asked, but I asked myself, this is a problem that I've heard many publishers talk about. This is a problem that I've dealt with for years. This is a problem that everybody deals with. What if I built a platform using all my years of software experience that brought everybody into one platform that used smart technology like AI-powered voice to text so that if you don't know how to write, you could just speak your story? What if you could do one-click outlines where you could just outline your entire book in under 5 minutes? What if we could enable AI? Because at the time, AI was in its infancy. This is way before ChatGPT, and we happen to be in 2023 now. ChatGPT is all the rage, but we rolled it out in 2021, right? So what if we could enable OpenAI to give the writers some triggers? So if they're stuck, they can just click on the AI, not copy and paste it, of course, because we don't do that, but allow the AI to create content that will trigger your thinking and get you writing again, right? And we enable collaboration so that people could work together real time. So it's the best of Google Docs, the best of Word, all in one platform, and it accelerates the process of writing a book. And that's where Blooksy was born.
And that's exactly where our society is today, is the fact that, you know, how can we streamline these processes so that we can avoid these mistakes? It's not about people losing their jobs, because that's not the case. You know, that what it is these people who think that they're going to, what they're doing is they're learning something. They're learning a new skill that they can use to enhance their jobs, you know, as far as that's concerned. So, you know, I love hearing that story, and, you know, it brings back so many other stories in my own life, you know, as far as going through what I've learned over the, you know, 60 some odd years of my life. You know, it's like, you know, I have always told, you know, because we call ourselves the business birthing specialists is what Market Academy is. Okay. And we believe that because we believe that there is an entrepreneur in every single one of us. And you just proved that, in the sense whereas you had a problem and you found a solution.
Absolutely.
Even a housewife out there has problems, and she's found solutions that may be valuable to another housewife out there, or, you know, or something like that. So, you know, I love hearing how you've taken that problem and turned it around so that others can use it to solve their similar problems, you know. So,
Absolutely. So
before we got started, you were talking about all of the successes that you had over the last month since we last talked. Okay. Yes. Give our audience a little bit about those successes and how those came about. Because to me, it speaks volumes to the culture of what Blooksy is.
Absolutely. So about a year ago, I posted on Facebook and I said, I want to create the ability for students to use Blooksy to write. Okay, I posted that on Facebook and I had a bunch of people hit me up. So we went into the idea of literacy for children in schools, right? Then we, through a lot of hard work and developing a curriculum, we got a partnership with the City of Atlanta Mayor's Office. And we were able to publish 28 children from all over the City of Atlanta in the inner city. We were able to publish their book collaboratively in about a month. Right. Wow. Well, that catapulted our platform to where we're not only helping writers, but now our platform is being used in 13 schools in Beaufort, South Carolina. We have 10 schools in Atlanta, Georgia. We have a huge charter school system in Harlem, New York. We have 2 charter school systems in California, and we're helping all those children tell their stories. So it's haikus, essays, poems, short stories. They are increasing their literacy score because we all know, and if you don't know, writing is the highest form of competency as it relates to language, right? So if you can communicate through writing, then you have a pretty good mastery. So we're trying to target students to help increase their literacy. But another thing that happened is 3 of our first 10 authors that used Blooksy, 3 of them were professors. And one of them just hit me up offline and she said, AJ, I know you built this platform for book writing, but I'm using this to write my dissertation. So I said, I looked at what she was doing, and instead of creating chapters, she was creating sections to her dissertation, right? So again, looking at the problem that she had and the opportunity in front of us, I created a template, and we call them habitats inside of Blooksy. And the difference in a template and a habitat is a template is something that you have to structure into all these things to. A habitat is a structure that you move into with your content. So right. The structure is there, you just bring your content. So we created a layout habitat for university professors for dissertations and academic articles. Then we ended up having a meeting with Kennesaw State University. And they said, AJ, we would love to not only use your platform for dissertations and academic articles, but can you create a habitat for us to write grants? And I said, So we created a habitat for them to write grants. Now, this is for your audience and your audience only. That's not public yet. We build those custom to our corporate and enterprise clients and university clients, but it is something that we're going to roll out more broadly. But we have 2 universities, Kennesaw State and Morgan State University, who have signed up to write grants. Well, since you and I last spoke, we actually signed on the Harlem Children's Zone under contract, this 13 schools in Beaufort under contract. We actually met with the University of Virgin Islands just yesterday, and they said, we want to use it not only for research, but we want to use it for grant writing too. So we have universities using it for grant writing and academic writing. We actually have a city government using it for staff reports. These are collaborative documents that every city government, they have to publish to the public to share how they're using the budget, and they collaborate on it. They're using it in their city government. Wow. We're actually going to present to the California state for city government to use it across the state here, hopefully pretty soon, right? So we were able to take, again, you said it perfectly. Everyone that you see has a problem that they're working on. And if you can try to figure out how you can use the skills that you have and position yourself to solve their problem, then you will never be without an opportunity, because if you can solve problems creatively in a way that someone can swipe their card to pay you, they will always swipe their card if you can make their headache go away. And that's the approach. But yes, we've been growing systematically and I am loving it every single day.
That's excellent. You know, it's funny that when you talk about all the different avenues that the platform has been able to serve, or the sectors that, you know, in college, I don't care how hard I tried, when it came to creative writing, I could not get above a C in my creative writing courses. I don't care what it was. And I wish I had something like this in college, because that was the only class that I struggled with, you know, in college. So, you know, it was really, really, you know, interesting. And like I said, I just finished my 6th book with you. So that really makes it nice when I can get that out of the way and checked off on my to-do list. So let's talk a little bit of what the process is that an author would go through. And I'm talking an author, meaning a small business owner who wants to write his first book, you know, to prove credibility. All right. What is the process that they would typically go through when they decide to use your platform?
So the first thing I would think is it starts with mindset. And what I mean by that is I want you to take on the mindset of empathy. And here's what I mean. You have to be empathetic to the person that you're writing your book to solve their problem. Put yourself in their shoes and try to understand their problem from all the angles that they see the problem as. So, for example, in my case, I knew that writers hated having 17 different versions of their manuscript. I knew that, right? I knew that writers struggle with a blank page, right? I know that writers struggle with collaboration because they have to email it back and forth, right? I know that they know their stories, but a lot of times they have a hard time taking their stories from their brain to the paper, right? So what I did is I started with empathy to understand their problem. And I literally, here's something, an activity that I take some of our authors through. Grab a piece of paper, and on the left side, I want you to write problem. And on the right side, I want you to write solution, okay? Then I want you to draw a line down the middle, okay? And for, I want you to list as many problems as your target audience has, be as empathetic as you can, write down all the problems, okay? Then on the right side, I want you to write down for every problem, I want you to write at least one solution. And then beside that, I want you to write the solution dash the activity that they need to take to solve the problem, right? So the solution, so in your case, you could be, you're an expert and you're trying to increase your expertise in the industry. So the solution for you could be write a book, and then the activity could be sign up for Booksy and follow the writing process, right? Or hire a book writing coach that can coach you through the process. So that's the solution and then the activity, right? So I want you to write down all their problems, then write down all their solutions, dash or hyphen their activities. And then I want you to take all those solutions / activities, and I want you to get another piece of paper out, and I want you to organize those chronologically or in a step-by-step process, right? Again, if you are increasing their expertise based on your experience, you want to give them a roadmap to follow. And here's a quick hack for you. If there are 10 steps to solve the problem, you can give them the first two or three through your content, even 4, 5, or 6, right? Give them that for free through your content and tell them, hey, steps 7, 8, 9, and 10 are in my book, right? So again, you write down their problems, write your solution / the activity, and that becomes the roadmap that you follow. Either you can write it in a book, you can create a course, you can create content that's all relative to their problems, but you want to write that down. Now, here's what you do next. Those problems, those solutions that you provide, those become your chapter titles, high level, because you're going to change them after you're done, right? But at a high level, chapter one could be, in my case, it could be start with mindset, right? And in your case, if you're teaching someone how to do a garden, a inner city gardening, you can say, okay, well, you want to start by understanding the type of dirt that you have around your house, right? And then the activity could be take a sample of the dirt and give them some resources to look online and figure out what the dirt is, right? So again, those become your high level chapters. The next thing I want you to do in your book is under each solution that you give them, I want you to write a story. Don't write the whole story out. We have this framework called Star Story Solution. There's a story that you can tell about each one of those solutions. It could be anecdotal. It could be a story of someone that you know. It could be your own personal story. It could be a story of a client that you've helped before. So under each solution, give them a story, because people remember stories, right? Yes. People remember stories. So you can say, hey, I had this one. I met Dana. She said she was going to write a book. I gave her access to Booksy. And what do you know? I talked to her 10 days later. She signed up for the platform and she let me know, not only did it take less than 10 days for her to write it, but it took about 10 hours. So that's about an hour a day, right? People will remember the stories that you tell. So for each solution becomes your chapter, write a story for each one of those solutions, and then write your takeaway and or activity for each one of those stories. And you just wrote a quick and dirty first draft of your book.
First draft. And your first book as a business owner does not have to be a volume. It does not have to be a novel. You know, it can be a very simple. My very first book is less than an inch thick. You know, it's about a half inch thick. So, you know, it's really kind of, you know, it's starting to pen your experience, your knowledge base for that solution of that problem is what it's all about. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Exactly.
And that will position you very quickly, no matter what industry you're in. A book is a giant business card. And it automatically builds credibility. We work with real estate agents. We work with, again, gardeners. We work with industry professionals. Anyone who writes a book, that can get you on a stage, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a TED Talk, whether it's a workshop, whether it's a guest on a radio show, books lend credibility to the author.
Right, right. No, absolutely. You know, the book that I just finished it's basically the premise behind it is self-sabotage and, you know, what I went through, you know, going through my accident in Brazil and what I learned out of that and everything. But what was really interesting in writing this book is going through the storyline. And that is what's critical when you're writing a book is making sure that you're telling a story. Put yourself in the reader's shoes. What's the problem that you're solving with this book? And what's the solution that you're providing?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the more you identify the problems that people have and you say them out loud, the more they will come to you for the solution, no matter what the solution is, because they will feel like you have locked step with them to understand their problem.
No, definitely, definitely. So in the crowded market of self-published books, okay, or works, how does Booksy help authors stand out and reach their audience?
I think the biggest way is accelerating the process, right? Because yes, there are a lot of books out, but here's what I know. When Oprah was at the height of her fame and she had her show, it didn't matter how much content Oprah put out, her fans wanted her stuff, right? Yeah. And it works the same way with books. No matter how crowded the market is, the people that will buy from you will buy from you, even if there's someone else. I've literally sent people to YouTube to tell them, hey, you can find everything that you want on YouTube if you really want to publish a book. It may not all be organized, but it's all there. And they would rather pay me even top ticket to do it for them. So no matter what your industry, Biloxi will accelerate that process and help you organize and get your content organized into a book so that you can get it out into the world and be successful. And also the artificial intelligence, the way it works is it takes the ideas that you give it and it creates content for you. But what we found is that it also will introduce you to ideas that you hadn't thought about before, right? So again, you could be thinking, you know, one thing and you type it into artificial intelligence, it can pull from a source that you've never heard of before. And now you have even more understanding of whatever industry that you're going into. So it expands your understanding of your market. And it does it. It gives you up to 12 different results in under 20 seconds. We have it hard coded. We tested it when we were in beta, and it initially would give you 70 results. And we were like, that's too much. So we have three different results that are broken into no more than 12 to 14 paragraphs. So you get three choices, good, better, best. And if it doesn't work, you can just type it again and it'll give you three more choices, good, better, best. You can save the ones that you like, discard the ones you don't like, but it will help you get it out there and get it out there quickly.
Right. No, definitely. Definitely. And it is important for our audience to understand that even though you're using AI, you don't just copy what AI produces, because it's important to understand that what AI is pulling is what's out there already on the internet. So it might be in somebody else's words, and you want to turn around, you want to reword that in your own words, you know, to keep from plagiarizing someone else's work. Okay.
Absolutely.
So with that being said, now, do you or Biloxi, I don't know if you have outside of the platform, do you help publishers if they're looking at, if they want to get endorsements, you know, and things like that? Because a lot of people want to get those endorsements on their book, you know, that's going to help market that book, you know, those kind of things.
So when I ran my publishing company, we did the full service. But when I decided to scale back and build software, we decided to narrow our scope to writing the book. Now, we do have future functionality that we're building that will further assist. But right now, everything that you need to do beyond publishing, you just send an email to our happiness team. It's just happiness@blixy.com. And they will send you the checklist to do all those things. And as a matter of fact, if you go to bigbadbooklaunch.com, we have a planner there that takes you through the process of your book launch and how to get get on podcasts, all these different things. But that's a resource for, it's just like $17 or something like that. But
yeah,
our scope with Blixy, the software itself, is just to help write, accelerate the writing process. And eventually we'll connect directly to Amazon through API. But right now we focus on the writing.
Right. Okay. No, I know, sometimes it's just a matter of having a template, an email template or something like that, that you can utilize, and reword, restructure it to send it to people,
Absolutely.
That you want to personally endorse your book, those kind of things. So, okay. Talk about some success stories.
Oh my goodness. So one of my biggest, and this is very close to my heart, about 2 years ago, I was in Puerto Rico. It was actually 2 years ago this weekend, as a matter of fact, in December, it's a Transformational Writers Conference. I was given a presentation, and the presentation was over, an elderly gentleman walked up, he introduced himself, he stuck his hand out to shake my hand, very stately gentleman. He said, "Hi, my name is Captain Bill Pinckney. I have really enjoyed your presentation. I am the first man, African-American man, to sail around the world on a 72-foot boat." And I kind of said, "Wow, that's impressive. I can't even swim." anyway, so he said, "I heard your presentation and I understand that you don't even have to know how to type to use your platform because I can't type." And he held two fingers up and he said, "This is the best I have as it relates to typing," right? So when he did that, I said, "Well, we do have AI powered voice to text. So if you structure your stories, you can literally speak into the platform and it will transcribe real time with about 95% error correction and you can get your book done." So he signed up right there. Two calls with him, sure, his stories, and was off to the races. Well, that was December. Beginning of March, I get an email from him. "Hey, AJ, I'm 95% done with my manuscript. I just wanted to let you know, Blixy is amazing. As this 80-something-year-old man, there's nothing easier. I was able to use it every day. I would just sit down and talk to it for about 15 minutes a day, and it would capture my stories." When he finished his manuscript, we partnered him with an editor and his wife, who was 30 years his junior, and they helped structure and get his book across the finish line. So we connected him with all the resources he need. He published his book that June in the Chicago Maritime Center. He had been waiting to write that book 40 years. He was able to do it in under 90 days using our AI-powered voice-to-text as an 86-year-old man. Well, recently, about 2 months ago, he passed away. But the last conversation that I had with Captain Bill Pinckney, and you can look him up, Captain Bill Pinckney, he said, "AJ, your platform was incredible. I was able to tell my story after 40 years. And not only was I able to tell my story, I actually started two more books." So we have connected Captain Pinckney's wife to his account, and she is finishing up his other two manuscripts that he started of different stories that he was telling. So that's one of the biggest success stories is, my grandmother is 90 years old, right? And when I talk to her, I record our conversations because she has such rich stories about growing up in small town Louisiana in the 1940s, right? Those stories get lost.
Yeah.
They get lost, right?
Yeah.
What if you could just have a conversation with your mother, father, grandmother, uncle, aunt, someone in your town who did something amazing, and you could just have them tell their story in their own words? That's huge, right?
It is.
With some of the children, right? We have children now that are, I have an 8-year-old. He's started writing his book on paper, but then he just started telling the story in the book now.
Yeah.
He's published. Right. And we have an 11-year-old young lady with special needs. She was able to write her book in about 40 days.
Wow.
Using only voice to text. Right. So, again, I love the fact that we built something that is lowering the barrier to entry For people who may not know the process or may not understand the process, I love that, that I've been blessed with the ability to build something like this. And every day, even you made my day today sharing that you used the platform to write your book. So I'm living a really blessed life. And I've been, you know, just really fortunate to be in this position to help people. So
I love this. Hearing that. You know, I've got a 34-year-old son, and he actually wrote his first book when he was like 10. And he would sit down in front of the computer and he just wrote. Okay. But now his granddaughter, I mean, his daughter is 5 years old and she loves telling stories. So that's, you know, like I said, you know, the Blooksy platform I have passed on to my daughter-in-law so that my 5 year old can develop her stories, you know, and stuff like that. Now the 5 year old, you know, they're 5 year old stories, but still.
Sure.
It's just being able to tell that story and be able to capture that, you know, and then maybe later on down the road, she may want to add something to it when she gets to be about 8 and she starts thinking about it, you know, it's something that you can build upon, which is really cool, I think. But just being able to, you know, Allison has her journaling every day, okay? Mm-hmm. And she doesn't know how to write now or anything, but what she does is she journals with the stickers. She uses stickers and she's now starting to draw, and she's starting to draw stories with stickers and her drawings.
I love that.
You know, it's just the imagination, the you know, it's there. It's getting it out, which is, you know, really interesting to see. Yeah.
I want to share something on that vein. So we're working with a K-4 school and we have kindergartners. They are drawing their pictures, like you just said, and the teachers are taking pictures of those images and using Blooksy to capture all those drawings. And at the end of the school year, the parents will get a book with all the drawings that the child had as a kindergartner in a book.
That is so cool. I love that. I love that, you know, really feeding their creativity and giving them a voice that, you know, we didn't have growing up, or I didn't have growing up, you know. Like I said, college, I couldn't get above a C in my creative writing class. You know,
and I couldn't figure out
what I was doing wrong.
You have 6 books now, so look at that.
No, definitely, definitely. So, no, definitely. This has been extremely interesting. And like I said, having delved into the platform and being able to do my 6th book with it, and now McKenna, my granddaughter, is using it, you know, and things like that, you know, it just opens up so many new doors, you know, for business owners, and, you know, to be able to write their solutions, write their stories into a book, and be able to build that credibility platform that they need in order to go out and find new work, you know, and increase their revenue streams. So we're coming up on the end of another episode of Charged Up Studio. And I wish we had more time, because I know, Anthony, we could keep on going as far as forever. This is concerned. I'm really impressed with what you're doing within the education environment and now the grant writing, everything. You know, in fact, that's my next project with you, is developing a grant proposal to start getting funding for some of the projects that I do. So I want to thank you for giving us all this valuable information. How can people get a hold of you should they want to reach out to you or find out more about Blooksy?
So first, I will just give you my email address. It is super simple. Reach out to me directly. It's just blooksy@blooksy.com. That's blooksy@blooksy.com. That's my direct email. You can also follow me on Instagram. That's where I'm the most active. I'm just AJ Joiner. That's AJJOINER. And if you want, again, reach out to me directly. I am available 100%. And if you want, go ahead and go for the Blooksy.com right now. You can get signed up. And I know that there are some great books that are going to come from this. And you should, if you're a small business owner, if you're an expert, you absolutely should have a book, because that will open up business opportunities that you can't even imagine right now.
Right. That's absolutely right. And I will be putting all of Anthony's, or AJ's, contact information into the transcripts once we upload this podcast. So you'll be able to get all of it there. So that concludes our podcast for today. So please leave a review on any of the streaming platforms you're listening to us on, or go to Charged Up Studios Facebook page and leave a review there. Charged Up Studio is a product of Marketatomy and Marketatomy Academy, the e-learning system designed specifically with the micro business owner in mind. For more information and to go register for any of our courses, go to Marketatomy, MarketatomyAcademy. And until next week, where we'll bring you another exciting guest, go out and have a charged up week. This is Dana Olivo with Charged Up Studio. You've been listening to Charged Up Studio Live, the podcast with you, the small business owner in mind, with your host, Dana Olivo. Join us every Tuesday as we bring you valuable tips and insights into many of the topics you don't know about growing a successful business. Please leave us a review on any of the streaming platforms you are listening to, or visit us on the YouTube or Facebook page and leave a review, or subscribe so you don't miss another episode. You can also support us through Patreon by visiting our website, chargedupstudio.live, and click on the Patreon link. Until next week, go out and have a charged up week.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.